Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Sinners Report, daily podcast. We've been talking about the dire straits. Now, this is the day, Thursday, and it's a day that we want to press in and stand on the wall for this moment as the enemy is coming against us. The Lord has given us the ability to trample on this enemy. Let's do what God has asked us to do to protect the kingdom for an hour such as this. Let's always remember this, no matter what the enemy's plans are. This is the day the Lord's made, and we shall rejoice over it. Remember, our enemy is defeated. He's decaying. He's losing his grip on the earth because God is going to reign and bring his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So I always want to start and preface an urgent warning that I'm bringing to that fact that it's not like the enemy's getting stronger. He's just manifesting more. And the more we rise up, the greater potential of victory we have. I was reading in Psalms, I think it's 112, and it says that the righteous will not be shaken ever. And I think that's where I wrote in my notes, I said, if you know you're righteous, you will not be shaken. That's what I put. And then it talks about when the enemy recognizes that you are not shaken, he is defeated. Because why? The enemy's tool against us is fear. And when we're not given into fear and not be shaken by what he's doing, he is defeated because he's a bluffer. He's a deceiver. And because of that, when we expose his bluff or his deception, then we can overcome. Now, this enemy is trying to bring destruction through different times with different ways. We talked about yesterday, plagues, natural disasters, different things. And yet we are winning. I want to say that. We are winning. Yesterday, the key scripture I read was out of Psalms 91:13, which says, this is out of King James, thou shalt walk upon the asp and in the basilisk, and thou shalt trample underfoot the lion and the dragon, or the serpent. And I believe we can do that. I always share this dream. I used to have a dream. I had a dream where these little kittens and these little snakes were coming at me like in midair, like shooting like a gun at me. And I was just swatting them. And the Lord said, you better deal with them when they're little, lest they'll be lions and serpents or lions and dragons. And so sometimes what happens is this enemy goes undetected for so long and undealt with for so long, he comes with a greater force. Well, we're not going to allow that. Amen? Join me and say, no, we're going to fight the fight in the midst of this. And we must understand that this is historical throughout Scripture, but also in the land. When you look at that, remember the story about in Daniel 10, where the prince of darkness opposed the purpose of God in the earth. And we see the prince of Persia was standing Gabriel, prohibiting the release of God's divine instruction for 21 days. Remember that? Well, Basilisk is a high-ranking prince as well, and he desires to withstand God's intentions in the earth and to bring a spirit of death. And the mythological part of this is that the power of death existed in its breath or in its glance of its eyes. So that's intimidation. So in each one of Bob's visions, I found all my notes from Bob when he spoke this, Psalms 91:13 was the defense against this spirit. Okay, so we have the answer. There it is. We do have the answer, which is that the Lord's authority in us tells us we can trumpet. We can rise up above it and trample the thing under our foot. That's what he said. Jesus said to us, we'll trample on the scorpion and the serpent, right? Because that's the authority Christ gives us. So our authority is not in ourselves. It's in him. That's where our authority lies. And so in this vision, God ask us to look within our hearts and say, well, how are we going to do this? How are we going to win this battle? Because this scorpion and the basilisk, all these different things, it's not by the strength alone, but it's because they have done this throughout time and nobody has opposed it at times. So our lack of knowledge concerning what the enemy's doing has withheld us from the ability to appropriate what Christ has done, the triumph that he has given us. So the Lord promises us that we would have that. That's at Luke 10:19 scripture. So even in the early Nicene fathers, the writings by the early church leaders, one of the great patriarchs was Irenaeus, and he's considered one of the greatest leaders in the early church, and he was the second century church. I remember when Brother Bill Branham, he saw this spirit, I mean, not the spirit, but he saw Irenaeus as a messenger to the church at that time. God showed him how powerful it was. But anyway, he said this, Irenaeus said this in the second century, for this end did he put enmity between the serpent and the woman and her seed, they keeping it up mutually. He said, he, the soul of the whose foot should be bitten, having power also to tread upon the enemy's head, but the outer biting, killing and impeding the steps of man, until the seed did not come appointed to tread, I'm sorry, that the seed would not come appointed to tread up down on his head, which was, we know, the about Mary, whom the prophet spoke. And he said, thou shalt tread upon the asp and the basilisk, and thou shalt trample down the lion and the dragon, indicating that sin, which was set up and spread out against man, and which rendered him subject to death, should be deprived of its power along with death, which rules over men, and that is the lion. This is the Antichrist rampant against mankind in the latter days, should be trampled down by him. That's us. Come on. And that he would bind the dragon, the old serpent, and subject him to the power of man, that he had been conquered so that all his might should be trodden down. That's, he wrote that in the second century. And we have to understand this, that God has given us this ability to do that. Even Tertullian, another great theologian, spoke about the basilisk spirit, and he talked about how, who is he that should bestow the power of the treading on the serpents and scorpions? Shall it be he who is the Lord of the living creatures, and he who is not God over a single lizard? And he goes on to talk about how we have been given authority over this battle. And I don't want to miss this opportunity to stand up. So this demon also is described in Deuteronomy 32 through 34, according to a lot of sage writings. But in the 32nd chapter, 24th verse, it says, and they shall be wasted with hunger, devoured by pestilence and bitter destruction. And I also send against them the teeth of the beast and the poison of the serpents of the dust. So we know this. This thing can do harm to us. So throughout history, and we've talked about this in the past, but let's give it another history update of what really happened by this spirit. Throughout history, this spirit has brought many plagues at various times and caused death upon many cultures through those periods in history, through the Dark Ages especially, and through many stories that you can study from early church history that there, this thing came against, and we must understand that Christ's blood was shed so that we could have victory over this. This spirit also promotes a super religious spirit or superstition in place of faith. And so what ended up happening in the past was it resulted in Christians praying out of their superstition or their superstitious imagination rather than the Holy Spirit. And so we have to do this thing. Even Paul talked about that, about how he described that they were too superstitious or religious in their translations, you know, the way they saw things. And so Paul presented the truth of the gospel to replace any fables and superstitions. And the Lord wants to do the same today. So Bob saw this vision, Bob Jones, and the prince of darkness approaching the land between two bridges, utilizing the winds of bringing the plagues, viruses, and natural disasters. Now, you got to understand this. He saw this in the late 90s causing misery. COVID, did COVID not come? I realize it didn't come right during this season, but it in this vision, it confirmed throughout history that this spirit seems to prevail at certain times of the year, and we're in it. This is the last day. So this season is a real important time, and it goes to the 9th of Av, which is today. And then that's the calendar. I don't want to miss this opportunity to miss us as a body, to cause us to miss as a body, this opportunity to cry out with the blood of Jesus. You know what our greatest tool is? Repentance. Because Daniel cried out in Daniel 9 about that. But repentance is the key for this very thing, because it gives us the answer to the problem. The enemy cannot come against us if we've covered our nations, our cities, our lives through the intercessory prayer of repentance. When he had this vision, I think it was in 97, there was a Hurricane Danny in Mobile Bay. And it described what he saw between two bridges. This was in Mobile, Alabama. And Dan means to judge, once again, pointing to the coming justice of God. And so this Danny brooded over the Mobile Bay. I remember this story. And in 12 hours, it dumped it over 40 inches of rain combined with high winds and it defied natural truths in Revelation anyway. And that bay was originally named the Bay of the Holy Spirit. So the effects, what happened there was a sign that the enemy was trying to come against what the Holy Spirit was trying to do. Okay, I hope I've given enough evidence that this thing's real. I'm not trying to be superstitious myself. I want you to understand that. And we already talked about what happened on the 17th Tammuz, the many things that happened. Moses, you know, he smashed the scroll on Mount Sinai. The sacrifices ceased on this day. A city wall was breached on that day. So many things happened. The Babylonian army destroyed the Holy Temple in 586 BC. On and on it goes. The Jews were expelled from England on this day. The Jews were expelled from France. And the plans for the annihilation of the Jews were drafted in World War II on the 17th Tammuz. So that's kind of what started. That's the history of this spirit. So it's nothing new. It wants to enter in on the 17th day, go all the way to the 9th of Av, and to release this darkness into the earth. And we are here, guys, to respond in like manner, not with darkness, but with light. Light always overwhelms darkness. And we must understand, as the Roman troops, you know, they ransacked and destroyed the city of Jerusalem on the 9th of Av. They burned the temple in both the Babylonian and Roman captivity. The temple was destroyed on an agonizing day. And it is reported that during the Holocaust, the Nazis systematically chose the 9th of Av to carry out murderous and other demonically inspired actions against the Jewish community. Well, guess what? It's the 9th of Av. And we're not going to agree with that. We're going to respond with God. Just like they attacked with evil destruction, we attack in the spirit with light and life. We want God to arise and his enemies to be scattered. And that's the authority we have. Are you with me on this prayer time and this commission? Look, we were put in this generation for a time such as this to fight for God's purposes in the earth. I don't know that I articulated this very well. This is a lot of old information, but it's new. It's relevant because I think it's active today. Those eggs are brooding. God has given us an answer, a way to respond. Our gift is repentance. It's a gift. Don't look at repentance as, oh, God, I got to focus on what I did wrong or what we've done wrong. It's a gift from God, because what does it do? It removes the cause of some of the disasters we're facing. And have faith, because when we take away the root of it, the devil has no right. That's why it says the righteous will not be shaken. If I've repented, I have an expectation of vengeance on the Lord, on the enemy, from the Lord. I have to have that expectation. That's what he gave it to us for. And it can't just sin so I can repent, so that I can see the enemy defeated. It's just when I do sin, I can repent, so that I can see my enemy defeated. He is going to be trampled underfoot. that's what the Word of God says. That's what Jesus promised us. He had that authority, and now he has shared it with us. We must not relinquish that authority to this demonic spirit that wants to rise up, even today. And I'm not saying, okay, tomorrow, if we survive the day, it's all over. No, we're going to keep pressing in. It's a critical moment in history. Don't forget it and stay on the wall. Father, I pray for everybody here today that they would stay where they're supposed to stay. Stand and fight. Lord, I think you've given us authority over this spirit and every other demonic spirit. And we're going to be the righteous that will not be shaken. All right, come back tomorrow, Supernatural Friday. Love you guys. Bye. Thanks again for listening each and every day here on the podcast for Christian Sinners Shreveport. I'm Pastor Tim Karskett, and as always, doing these daily podcasts. I so love doing them. Thank you for following us. You can always check us out on our website, ChristianCentersReport.com. Don't forget, this is the last week for signups for our Olive School of Ministry. We have a website, Olive SM School of Ministry stands for Olive, A-L-E-P-H, OliveSM.org. You can go there, read about our school. Look, maybe you don't want to go. Maybe you know a young person, somebody that wants to go full-time, wants to be in the ministry, but wants to be used and equipped in the gospel of the kingdom so they can change or contact us. We'd love to have them as students in this coming semester. God bless you. See you tomorrow.